Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 117 for the week of April 27th, 2009. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report for April 2009. Item, the NASF Washington Forum, taking place April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C., will feature topics and speakers including a political outlook from national political commentator Michael Barone of U.S. News and World Report, an economic outlook by Dr. Martin Regalia, chief economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and one of USA Today's top 10 ranked economists, senior Chrysler officials on the auto industry, EPA and OSHA officials on industry collaboration and upcoming surface finishing regulations, and national experts on European Union REACH compliance and emerging nickel requirements. To register for the forum, please visit www.nasf.org. Item: senior representatives from Chrysler LLC and the Motor Equipment Manufacturers Association will join NASF attendees next week for a special panel session at the 2009 Washington Forum. They will discuss implications of the latest federal actions impacting the Detroit 3 and assess the future of the domestic automotive supply chain. The panel will be facilitated by Butzel Long Detroit partner Beth Gotthelf and will include Yancey Molnar, Director of Public Policy for Chrysler LLC, Kathleen Hennessy, Director of Regulatory Affairs for Chrysler LLC, and Ann Wilson, Motor Equipment Manufacturers Association. Item: Undersecretary of Defense John Young finalized and released a major memorandum in April on how the Pentagon will approach restrictions of hexavalent chromium for defense-related uses. After lengthy consideration on the extent to which hexavalent chromium uses would be restricted or banned, the memorandum just issued would minimize hexavalent chromium uses under a new policy which includes, among other elements, certification for new and existing systems, alternatives, research and technical specifications, defense contracts, surface engineering database, and common hardware. Other elements to the policy are outlined in the memorandum as well. The services have until April 2010 to issue a report back to the Undersecretary of Defense on implementation actions taken to minimize the use of hexavalent chromium. Item: the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, in a historic decision this week, issued an endangerment finding on the impacts of greenhouse gases on the country. The agency's action responded to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Massachusetts v. EPA, in which the court said that EPA has the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from motor vehicles. The finding came in the form of a proposed rule in which EPA has determined that greenhouse gases endanger the public health and welfare. The finding provides EPA more expansive authority to regulate emissions from various industry sources without legislative action. In order to actually regulate emissions, however, the agency was required to first issue a formal endangerment finding. The proposed rule lists 6 key greenhouse gases as problematic or endangering health and welfare: carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, hydrofluorocarbons, perfluorocarbons, and sulfur hexafluoride. There are 2 public hearings scheduled on EPA's proposed rule, May 18th in Arlington, Virginia, and May 21st in Seattle, Washington. To get more information and background on EPA's proposed endangerment finding, as well as a copy of the proposed rule, please go to www.epa.gov. Item: in follow-up to issuing 2 guidance documents on the impact of the European Union's REACH requirement last year, NASF Government and Industry Affairs is finalizing a 3rd brief guidance for finishing and supplier companies. REACH applies to a chemical substance on its own, when it is a component of a preparation, or as part of an article under certain conditions. In the case of articles imported into the European Union, there is the obligation to provide information to customers and to notify the European Chemical Agency if the article contains 0.1% or more of a substance on the so-called candidate list of substances of very high concern. The upcoming brief NASF guidance will explain the basic supply chain information and notification aspect of REACH, the restrictions process, and how these REACH requirements affect companies and their downstream customers. A nationwide REACH webinar to provide additional education for the industry has also been discussed and is in the planning stage. For further questions about the NASF Government and Industry Affairs Program, contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events through May 16th. On April 27th through the 30th, the NASF Washington Forum 2009 will take place at L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Washington, D.C. On May 2nd, the annual MAMF cocktail party will be held at Chart House in Weehawken, New Jersey. On May 11th, the Indianapolis branch of the AESF will have a meeting with guest speaker Dr. Alan Rose of Alcyca on computer-aided engineering tools for plating. On May 12th, the Orange County Metropolitan Branch of the NASF will have their 8th annual Peddler's Night at Jaeger House Restaurant in Anaheim, California. On May 12th and 13th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Nagoya, Japan. On May 14th, Flap Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News and sponsored by 3M, will also take place in Nagoya, Japan. On May 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have Old Timers Night at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also on May 14th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will attend the Nashville Sounds and Reno Aces baseball game at Greer Stadium. On May 14th through the 16th, the 5th Dungguan International Exhibition on Electroplating, Surface Finishing, and Coatings will take place in Guangdong, China. And on May 15th and 16th, AESF Foundation Salt Spray Course will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.